Jesus, stretching forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. It's interesting, I heard a commentary about this, that Jesus did so to show that he was outside the law, as we have here a leper. And the law was so that if you touched a leper, you were unclean. And therefore, you couldn't offer sacrifice in the synagogue or come and pray in common. You had to prove yourself to also be cleansed, to be clean. To me, it shows how God's grace can come to us. We always try to stick to the strict rules, stick to the strict routine. But we have to realize it's God's grace, and he knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly the time in which we need it. And it was very beautiful. Yesterday we read about the conversion of St. Paul, how he fell from his horse and was blinded. We don't all have great moments like St. Paul had, where our Lord's grace was thrust upon him. For us, we have to go out and seek it for ourselves. We have to have that desire for it. But that desire comes from great faith, as we see in the two professions of faith in today's gospel. First, we have the leper. That same commentary, I believe they were quoting St. Thomas Aquinas, saying, the leper and other people were down off the mountain, and our Lord descended to them from the mountain where he was preaching in the Beatitudes, showing that those who were burdened by sin could not ascend to higher things. So that's part of our struggle, removing sin from our lives so we can ascend to higher things. That's our fight here. But we have to have that will within us, that faith, knowing ourselves, knowing the state of our souls, that we can come to our Lord, come to the confessional, to fix what is wrong, to correct it, to root it out. And our Lord certainly wants his grace to come to us. He certainly is there to provide it to us. But we have to make that profession of faith. And so we are here. What are we doing here? What is our purpose? Not just because we need somewhere to go on a Sunday, or because we are part of this church, but because we know the truth. We know we need God's grace. We know without that, we're going to lose our souls because the world is so alluring, so distracting from the spiritual aspect of our lives. Dearest brethren, if our religion is true, and we know it is, then it is life. Everything else that we have, every other aspect of our lives, is going to pass away. Our souls are going to continue. Let's step back a moment and realize truth doesn't change. Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth. So the unchanging truth is the life of Christ, the way to heaven. And whoever is cut off from this life-giving source, this life-giving vine, shall wither and die and be cast into the fire. Not just ought we to believe, but we need to live it. as we saw in the leper, he came to Jesus and threw himself at his feet. Lord, if thou wilt. Proving that he knew God knows what's best for us. Even when we pray for good things, to be cleansed from leprosy is a good thing. Not to the detriment of our soul. And so he says, if thou wilt, that I may be cleansed. We have to have that mindset. Everything in this mindset. Not to the detriment of my soul. And so whatever God allows, we submit to. We carry our crosses for a higher good. And so Christ gave the Sermon on the Mount, showing us how to live and pray and get along with each other, and the end to be attained. Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We always need to be ascending. We always need to be progressing. Always striving to be better. There's no point where you reach a certain point of holiness and then you've won. It's over. The struggle is over. No, it lasts your whole life. The saints were continually tempted. And so we need to make that, renew that fight within us, renew that effort. We need to set our hearts on heaven. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven and be always resolved to gain it at all costs, knowing no man can serve two masters. Either you're with me or against me. So we have to make sure we're seeking the salvation of our souls first and foremost through everything else we have in this world. All the physical world is for our salvation. And not to worry so much about our physical needs, because we have the birds of the air, the lilies of the field, who neither reap nor sow, but they're taken care of. God knows what you need. He knows, most importantly, the needs of your soul. So seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And I ask us again to reflect on, what are we doing here? What is our purpose? Yes, we are seeking. We are living our faith. But does it extend past the church doors? We need to take it out and live it. Make our homes a sanctuary, a Catholic sanctuary. Removing the occasions of sin, removing obstacles to God's grace. We can always grow. We can always do more. Our Lord has given us the Beatitudes. We know the end. Heaven and earth will pass away. But we seek a lasting treasure, the salvation of our souls. So it's important to love your enemies. Love them as our Lord loved the cross. He sacrificed for all mankind. Because also, if you love only them that love you, what reward shall you have? If you lend expecting a return to those only who can repay, do not the publicans and sinners do that? This is the Catholic truth our Lord was preaching. We don't work for filthy lucre's sake. We don't work for the physical things of this world. We work for the salvation of our soul. But we have to have that mindset. We have to renew that every day. St. Augustine says, begin each day as if you've done nothing yet for your salvation. Because we have every day new opportunities of grace, new occasions for us to go out and save our soul and sanctify ourselves. So by this, let your light shine. You are the salt of the earth. And so Jesus completes his example and cures. He comes down the mount and he cures. Who does he cure? A leper who professed his faith. Professed his faith. Fell down and adored him. We seek and we beg and petition God for good things. But do we live for that one good thing, the salvation of our soul? Do we do so by building on a rock? Or do we build on sand and rely on ourselves? So we seek and find and ask and receive. But remember, by our fruits our Lord will know us. What have we done? How do we live our faith outside of the church? In our own souls, what do we believe? So let us profess our faith every day with the centurion, knowing ourselves unworthy, but all the more needy, that Jesus may stretch forth his hand with his grace, and we shall be healed. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.